Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 17 degrees today, Johannesburg 13, eMlahleni and Polokwane 24.
Got mega crashes, N1 South multi-vehicle crash after the ramp from Samrand Avenue, and daar is oproep te verkeer all the way down past New Road.
All right, so in an hour, the Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, is expected to deliver his second budget speech in Parliament. The South African Federation of Trade Unions says they want to see a budget that considers the poor. Cliff Shiko has more on that.
SAFTU wants a budget that ends austerity and funds public employment. It calls for the introduction of a basic income grant, and SAFTU wants it to start at 1,500 rand. Minister Godongwana is expected to outline how government will fund a 75 billion rand fiscal shortfall after the public rejected a 1% VAT hike over 2 years last month. SAFTU Secretary General Zwelin Zimavavi.
This is not a fiscal crisis, we insist. It is a political crisis, a crisis of cowardice in the face of elite power.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Economists are also weighing in. After strong political opposition to previous budgets, Professor André Roux from the Stellenbosch University Business School hopes sustainable income streams have been considered.
According to various people, including the Commissioner of SARS, we are under-collecting. A lot of potential tax revenue is slipping through the net. So enhancing the efficiency of SARS might be an appropriate way of trying to increase the tax revenue without raising tax rates.
Along with that, economist Avi Ruet says there's a dire need to show that governments can indeed manage the economy after the financial markets lost confidence.
Politicians must start taking very unpopular political decisions in order to really stabilize the state's finances. And that political difficult decisions must include the reduction of state expenditure.
Staying on the economic front, headline consumer inflation has slightly increased in April to 2.8%. That's a 0.3% month-on-month increase. Chief Director of Price Statistics Patrick Kelly says beef products, such as stewing beef and mince and steak, saw a jump of 2.3% in just 1 month.
Meat is the largest weighted group in the food and non-alcoholic beverages category and accounts for 5.1% of total household spending.
Then we move abroad, where President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump later this afternoon. Let's hear what the Americans think. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Those activities in turn include what appears to be an explicit and extensive pivot away from the United States and towards the Chinese Communist Party. There are also serious and credible allegations that the South African government's decision-making is compromised by widespread corruption tied directly to Iran.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio accused South Africa of consistently targeting Israel, a long-standing U.S. ally.
President Ramaphosa himself has taken an aggressive position, leading a charge of genocide against Israel in the International Court of Justice. And he has pushed for precedents and policies that will not just undermine Israel, but expose American officials to vulnerabilities as well.
Speaking to Parliament's Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation, Dr. Pilani Mtembo from the Institute for Global Dialogue said, while South Africa and the U.S. often differ on policy interests in the foreign sphere, their relationship has always had elements of both cooperation and disagreement. We'll hear what comes out there a bit later. And finally, Alex, you were in London recently.
Yeah,
right?
I'm still broke.
Did you go to the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum?
No, jare gelede ek het die kindjies daar geneem. And they were like, what would happen if there was a fire?
Everything would melt. But why am I asking this question?
Ja,
because the Madame Tussauds Museum unveiled a new wax figure. This one is of Princess Catherine to ensure that her resemblance there is now fit for a future queen. So she is standing next to her husband, Prince William, as well as...